1:30.
From the House Radio Gallery of the Capitol in Washington, Charles Batchelder, Mutual News. And in the news at this hour, the Vietnam peace talks are underway, but making no headway. The president talks to the NATO Council. Jordan's King leaves Washington. Midwest flood threats ease, but some suffering. Fighting in Vietnam slacks off. A report from Paris after this message.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Lincoln Mercury Special Value Winning.
Could you leave it under the door?
Hey, hey, look at us now. We've got the winners and how Lincoln Mercury leads the way.
I was a winner once. I won a dog sled. My dog prefers to ski.
Ah. We have an all-new Monte Go this year. Nothing comes near. Stand up and cheer a winner.
I'm going to buy a Mercury Montego because it's so easy to drive and spell.
And the Special Value Montegos are great buys now at your Lincoln Mercury dealer's Special Value Sale.
Montego is here. Drive a winner this year.
Why are you digging a moat around your Montego MX Brougham?
A man's Brougham is his castle.
Lincoln Mercury.
If Lottie Maury married Jimmy Montego, there'd be a Lottie Maury Montegos.
The Paris peace talks resume today, but with little new to offer. The United States and South Vietnam challenged the Reds to serious discussions, got a flat no, and the Viet Cong said the latest peace plan offered by Secretary of State William Rogers was make-believe and perfidious. The hope of most American observers is in the behind-the-scenes maneuvering, and our ambassador to South Vietnam, Ellsworth Bunker, after leaving Washington, is in Paris. Mutual's Paul Hennessart reports from that capital.
Bunker conferred before the session began with U.S. delegation Chief Henry Cabot Lodge. Observers here see no prospect of an immediate breakthrough in the formal sessions at the Hotel Majestic Round Table. The communist delegations are expected to try to make political capital out of the current lull in ground fighting.
The Middle East, subject of deep concern in Washington, finds Arab guerrillas striking deep within Israel today. Israel saying the UN decisions were unfair. King Hussein of Jordan leaves the nation's capital today, apparently having made some progress in his calm appeal for help. The president addresses the NATO Council in the nation's capital. No hint of what he'll say, but it could be significant. Mr. Nixon's administration is shaping up a bit, and for a new budget move, here's Mutual's Al Levee.
The average American taxpayer may soon find himself on the receiving end of a measure of equity if the administration's tax reform plans can be effected. It's been reported here that Congress will soon be receiving a revised administration budget expenditure that will show a surplus of about $5 billion when compared to the Johnson administration's budget.
Old Man Weather is playing his spring games. From Washington, a national report by Ted Reuter.
Townspeople are calling it the worst floods in 40 years at Sioux City, Iowa. Mild temperatures and spring thaws are causing havoc in the upper Midwest of the nation. An 18-square-block area was surrendered to the surging Sioux River at Sioux Falls, South Dakota, after a night-long effort to plug a 100-foot break in a dike that failed.
In Vietnam, casualties reported during the past week hit a new low. There is a lull in the fighting. At Harvard University, 500 police moved into the campus where 200 protesters held an administration area. They've been moved out. The United States and the Soviet Union meeting today in Geneva in another disarmament talk, but Moscow already rejected our proposals. The U.S., however, and Russia have agreed to negotiate ways to help with other nations in testing peaceful nuclear explosions. You know, you're lucky. Lucky if you never suffer from irregularity.
D.E. Cope.
From the House Radio Gallery of the Capitol in Washington, Charles Batchelder, Mutual News.
The Mutual Broadcasting System.